Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omeika 7 here, and I'm live giving you the best that I have to give, getting up front and personal and comfortable. Once again, I like to say hello to all of my old friends, and I like to say Harfari Ghani to my new friends. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the season for Thanksgiving. We are still embarking upon the holiday, and I'd like to greet each and every one of you with a Thanksgiving and say welcome to the Care to Read Room. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not been following our show, we have a brand new feature show that's focusing in on the topic of remedies, finding solutions and remedies to our problems. We're looking for solutions and remedies to our problems because this is the way that we should go. The alternative way for looking for solutions for our problems. Sometimes we have a tendency to look outwardly, but we're going to take you on a journey to look inwardly for the problems and solutions to our problems. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about that day, the 21st of December, the date that the Mayan calendar predicts that we are going to make our transition. I've been talking about the reptilian lifestyle that we're going to be leaving as we make our transition into a new paradigm. We're going to make that paradigm shift. We're going to self-actualize ourselves as we become one with God and we go back and make sure that we have made that brain shift and made that correction in our life. But we go back and become one with God. And we've been talking about what do we need to do to make that transition. Whenever you make a transition, there's usually something you have to do to make allowances. There's a sacrifice. That's why God inhabits our sacrifices. And in the African tradition, we talk a lot about sacrifices. And people get so confused when they hear the word sacrifice. Oh, does that mean I'm going to have to give up my firstborn child? Or who's going to require something of me? Sacrifice is honorable, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to be talking about sacrifices today in our last day and how we need to make those sacrifices and what those sacrifices can do for us and what God can do for us once we make the sacrifices. I don't want to delay you in any way, but I want to tell you, I will be getting upfront and personal. How amazing, so amazing that we're going to be talking one-on-one. Why don't you go ahead and call in? You can even come in the chat room if you want. I've been soliciting for anyone that might want to come in and also co-host with me in the show. We're doing some fantastic things in this room. We're getting ready to open up our publishing house, bringing forth those new books that I've been telling you about, the books that I've been working on, the effects that females have on African-American male is about to come out. We're getting ready to even bring our whole traditional volume of Aunt Maddie's Sister's Kids from the Shane Lilly Tall Tales. That's a whole collection of young children storytelling. That's right. Yes, you guessed it. Omi's decided to put all those stories on tape and on an audio and DVD. So you might be able to see me live. I already have one completed with all of the books from the first collection with me in Germany reciting the poetry. But it takes some time because you have to take it off of your VHS and transition it over to your DVD. And I am not an expert in that area at all, ladies and gentlemen, but I am bringing it to you right from the hip. So I've been working on a website so you can go straight to the website and make your purchases there. I know a lot of you have been asking about, you know, where can we find the CD and the collection of all of your work. And also the CD for the spoken word, it's going to be coming out on the Creative Space, and that should be available hopefully by the beginning of the first year as well. And that's a collection of my brand new CD entitled License to Preach, and that's where I'm giving you the best that I got. That License to Preach was dedicated to all those people who were victimized, who have been victimized but refuse to continue to be victimized. I even dedicated it to my sister because there are actual cuts on there that I created just for her as she made her transition in passing, my older sister, Mary Lou. And that particular CD is dedicated to all those who have been victimized and who have been faced with victimization who refuse to be victimized. We've got to give voice to the voiceless, ladies and gentlemen. And as an advocate, that's my job. I'm on my job. I hope you guys are on your job because I'm about ready to do my thing about now. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, because we have a lot to talk about in here, and there's so much that we need to get together. I'm going to take you into a station identification and let you get ready.
Well, I'm mad at the way she loves me, and I'm mad at the way she cares. I'm mad at the way she touched me, like the way that you comb my hair. I'd be lying if I said it didn't mean a thing. I'd be lying if I said I didn't care. I'd be lying if I said I didn't love her. I'm still here. I'm still.
Welcome back, family, and you've got your Omika on the line. I am your advocate, the one who advocates for you. I am your Molinwa, your mother, too, and I am your empress. Welcome to the Care to Read Room, and thanks for joining us during this holiday season. I want to wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving. I hope you had a chance to share it with someone and to break bread with someone. Now, why don't you follow us over to the throne of grace as we begin to offer up libation? I'd like to have you lock in that dial at 646-478-0270. And for those of you who like to frequent our chat room, you can come into our chat room. You can even be a host in our chat room. Why not give me a line or two on my email and say, I'd like to co-host your chat room. And we'll invite you in. We certainly will. And we don't want to perturb anyone, but I know people have things to do. But you are welcome in this room whenever you like to come. One of the things I'd like to do is tell you that our next feature show is going to be something very unique. We've been working on some products and programs for you. We've been looking to see how we can make you a non-participatory person who's working on their pro se. As you know, I am an advocate of pro se, and I believe that anything that you can administrate through typing, if you have to do it, and because you don't have finances or funds, we're going to be talking about that next month, and we're going to be focusing in on how do you become a non-participatory pro se person? How do you represent yourself? We talked about it briefly, but we're going to talk about it in depth, and we have some experts that will be coming in to talk about how do you represent yourself and do it properly and correctly. In a time like this when money is very short and you can't afford legal representation, it's okay to be a pro se representative. And we'll be talking about that next month, the whole next month, and we have several guests that will be coming in to join us. And ladies and gentlemen, for the time being, for the last few days before the coming of the dawn of the transition, when we go into our new millennium, you're going to have Omi here talking with you. And we like to have you come and be a part of what we're doing, and we like for you to participate. And ladies and gentlemen, why don't you join us in our libation? This is something we do unto our ancestors, and we are required to call upon our ancestors on a daily basis. And we would be out of our behavior if we did not acknowledge our ancestors. And if you go with me to the throne of grace, we offer a libation to Oludunamare, who is Akamare. Akamare is the threefold trinity. He is Oludunamare. He is also Ilede, Olurum, Ori. He represents the trinity and the triune, the threefold. And we say Ashe. I like to pour libation to my mother spirit, Clara Mae Jenkins, representing Yamenja. She is the mother of the water. She represents the ocean, that little spark of water that is likened to the ocean. That is Mother Yamenja. She is the mother of the nation, and we say Ashe. I like to pour libation to the man in white, Obatala, the man that has the understanding and who actually knows the clot of a child. We like to pour libation to the man in white, Obatala, representing my father's spirit, Robert Jenkins, Obatala. I like to say Ashe. I pour libations now to all the four cardinal directions in the path that we should take. And I say, oh, yay, take up the wind and blow the water from the east. And I say Ashe. And I said, oh, yay, come and take up the west, the wind of the west, and blow my vision to the west. I said, oh, yay, come and take up the wind to the east. And I said, blow to the east. And I said, oh, yay. I said, oh, yay, come and take up the wind to the north and blow the wind. I said, oh, yay, come and take up the wind to the north and blow libation. I said, Ashe. And ladies and gentlemen, from time to time, you are to pour libation, and you are to be able to represent all of your ancestors, calling them one by one. I call on the name of Tommy Pete Harvey. I call on the name of Essalie Pope. I call on the name of Michelle Harvey, Michael Harvey. I call on the name of Elijah Day, Lucia Day, Ruby Lee Bracken. I call on the name of Mary Lou Hawkins. I call on the name of Essalie Pope. I call on the name of Tom Harvey, Michael Harvey. I call on the name of Isa Lilly, Nisha Lilly. I call on the name of Ruby Lilly. I call on the name of George Lilly, Sam Lilly. I call on the name of Shane Lilly. And our newest found ancestor, Henry Lilly. I call on the name of Lizzie Lilly. I call on the name of James Lilly. I call on the name of Shane Lilly. And I call these ancestors for to be with us. Come and allow us to stand on your shoulders today as we sup with you. Thank you, ancestors, for reminding us to remember the oldest ancestors that we have added to our new list. We thank you, ancestors, that you are the sum total of why we came, and we'd like to acknowledge who you are, and we'd like to also come into your presence, and we ask you to come into our presence, and we forbid you to continue to travel down the middle passage. We forbid you to be traveling alone for all of those ancestors who we do not know and do not know the names of. We call you back to. We call you back into the center of position and ask that you will allow us to crawl over your backs as we live the life through you. And as you recycle yourself through us, through a clot of a wound, we ask that you come back quickly, ancestors. Do not leave us alone, and make sure that you're at the center of our life to make the circle complete. Now that the house is in order, we say Ashe. Ashe, ladies and gentlemen. And you ought to say Ashe, too. And you ought to say a prayer for your family. Somebody ought to pray for me. Somebody ought to pray for this radio station, and somebody ought to acknowledge that prayer is honorable. And we're going to talk about sacrifices right now, ladies and gentlemen. And we've been talking about sacrifices throughout the year and what it means to have a sacrifice and why it's honorable. And it's very important that we should have a sacrifice. It's very important that we know what our sacrifices are. And in understanding how you have a sacrifice and why you should have a sacrifice, those are the things we're going to talk about. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back at you in the air.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it. What a dummy, such a dummy. To let the mess I shouldn't have did take you from me. Girl, if I could take it back, it'd be so back. I'd be such an angel. You'd think that me and Jesus was cool. Like that, just like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should've done. Should've walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, I need you to do a thing for me. See my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, I've been listening now. Doubting, dying, begging, crying. Somebody need to pray for me.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And you're in the Care to Read room. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you and say happy Thanksgiving once again. And we're on the topic about the food of the last few days. And why do I mention the last few days? Because December the 21st is just around the corner. And if you're not aspiring to the concept of the Mayan calendar, you are to. And if you don't have a copy of the whole written story, the actual audio is available, and you can purchase that and listen to it for yourself. You don't have to take it from Omi. I'm just making you informed about things, and that's what this room does. The views of this room don't necessarily express those of Blog Talk Radio Station or Project 2019. We are currently underwritten by Project 2019. However, these are the views of Omi Inca 7. And I like to say that, ladies and gentlemen, we ought to be ready for something. It's about time that we have change in our lives. And for those of you who are looking for change and want to make a paradigm shift, you can get ready now. Because these are the last few days before we transition over into a new thought calendar. And before we can make that transition, we're going to have to make some sacrifice. Now, Omi, what do you mean by sacrifice? And why are sacrifices so honorable? And what could be so honorable about a sacrifice? Well, God inhabit our praises, and we have to make some type of sacrifice in order to come on this radio every day. I'm making a sacrifice, and I want God to know it, that it's not easy for me to be on this show every day, but I make the sacrifice anyway so I can speak to my ancestors on a daily basis. I might not be able to do it every month, but during those months that I can do it, I will, because the sacrifice has been made. God will honor the sacrifice. And when I need things or have to have things, because I am in need, God will provide for me. And just like when you go in to talk to the priest or the priestess and you are in need of a solution to your problem, and you go in and talk to your ancestors and speak with Oladula Mare and asking him about how to solve your problem, and because when you ask your problem and what the problem is all about and get an answer, you usually have to make a sacrifice. And that's how it is in the African race. They require you to make sacrifice. And this is called this is when you go in and have your divination, and the divination is read, and the priest gives you the solution to your problem. You have to go back and pay for the Odu. The Odu that is read to you, you have to go back and make sacrifice. Usually there's some sort of sacrifice that's made that will be honorable to let you off the hook. You know, there's 400 plus one on the right, and there is so many on the left, and you have to make sacrifice. And there's evil present at all times when good is there. And you have to make sacrifice so that the evil can be appeased, and you can ask the evil to let you off the hook. There's no such thing as a devil. Good and bad is present in everything. So whenever you speak of good, you've automatically spoken of evil. So in order to work with negative and positive, you have got to appease the negative. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is how this African faith works. It's different from the Christian faith. There's no devil in our belief system. There's only good and bad existing in duality. And God is only one force. So there is good and bad within the force. And God will allow you as a free will agent to go either way. So therefore, you're not looking behind the corner and over your shoulder seeing what devil is there to try to hurt you.
There's no devil out there that's going to appease you unless you allow yourself to fall prey to it. So we have to understand in the last days, we have to get it right. We have to understand that there's much sacrifice that needs to be made and sacrificing to go out of our way to create a better lifestyle. Because, you know, you are living your life through God's eyes, and God could not know experience. He was alone, and the only one he had was himself. But he wanted to know experience, so he created human beings so he could know experience through, so that we might be able to have experience that he can see through our eyes. So therefore, we have got to understand that when one goes to see the Babalon to ask about Odu, Odu is the reading. Odu must be given a sacrifice upon giving the reading. And sacrifice are honorable. And when I say they're honorable before the sight of God. A sacrifice might mean to go out of your way when you wouldn't ordinarily go out of your way. And making a sacrifice to your ancestors every day by calling on them can also be. Yes, I know you don't have time to go and pour libation or burn candles or call their names, but you must take the time to do that because it is honorable. And ladies and gentlemen, because we are entering into a new dispensation, our lives should change. And some of us right now are feeling the effect of the planets lining up. And we're feeling the effects of the weather and the freakish weather. And we know that there's about to be a change. Sometimes we can just know it in our spirit. For those of us who are melanin night enriched, we have the ability to reconnect with the ninth ether of our hair. And we can either feel it in the air and the atmosphere that there's about to be a change in the last few days. So what are we going to do about it? How do you make allowances for the last few days? And what do you do to talk about it? And how do you adjust and prepare yourself? There's a lot we can do. There's a whole lot we can do. Number one, make sure that we are in communication with other people about what is happening in the last few days. Now, we're looking at the rumors of wars, and now they're turned out to be wars. We're also looking at Hurricane Sandy, all sorts of hurricanes across the land, and weather reports of all kinds of damaging weather of floods and floods upon floods. Now, these are something you cannot channel and you cannot stop. But if you're in the African race and you understand how the elements work, you can speak to the wind and you can send the wind in different directions. That is why Ifa will mend our broken hearts. If you're Ifa and you've been trained to be a priest, you can continue every day to appease Mother Nature, to talk to Mother Nature, to let us off the hook. Sure, Mother Nature knows about good and bad being present in all things. So we're not looking for a devil to come out of the ground and start to fight with us. We have to understand that the devil is in our flesh. It's right within the midst of good. So whenever you begin to start to think like that, that the devil and you are here and God has given the devil some type of strength to fight you with, he would never give the devil that kind of authority over you. He would not ever lend his ashe to another force. There is but only one force, and that is a force of God. And that force of God has within it the potential for good and evil. So when there is a potential for good and evil, if you close the door on evil and think that you're going to keep it out, and think that that evil will not be present. It's always forever more present with good. But how do you keep it from coming and rising up, you say? By doing the good that you would do and keeping your foot on the bad neck. And that devil resides within you and I. He's not coming out of the woodwork or something. In the last day, we're going to see the flesh rise up like that, and that's where the evil comes from, out of our flesh. We're going to see people with tempers flaring up, people that cannot control themselves because they're going to be fearful of what is about to happen. That's why in making preparation for the last 2 days, if you know it's about to come, you can make some adjustments. You can go in and prepare for these last few days.
Now, what date is that again? How many do you remember? December the 21st. That's right, 2012. Now, what is really going to happen? So what's really good, you say, Omi? What's really good? What's really good is that we should know that the Mayan calendar has been correct and is right on target. And talking about the solar system and talking about how Earth is wobbling and how our mind, brain, will have to also be capsized and reprogrammed because our mind will not be able to handle what is about to happen. And some of us might not make it to that new world. Some of us might not make that transition. There may be one or two walking together, and then when you look over to the other side, the other one may be missing. Because some of us don't have the mentality to make that transition and will not be able to live in a new system. So what are we looking for, a land of milk and honey? Now, here's what I like to believe. I like to believe that we're going into a new system that will not require us to have police or patrol system. But you say, what about the chaos, Omi? How are you going to control the people, and how will they be ruled and governed? I believe, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the people that will make this transition will govern, and they will have a sovereign nation of their own. And they will be people that will have iwapeyu, good character and good conduct. As we make this transition, we are going to start turning towards spiritual things in the last days, if we haven't already done so. We're going to start asking God to align us with his will. And we're going to start making peace with God and being able to make a commitment to work in behalf of spiritual things. So we're going to start doing that now. You're going to see people's behavior change. You're going to see people line up with what the Word of God says it is. You're going to see people become a more spiritual-minded person. And this is happening now as more and more people are coming away from Christianity and they're looking for a more spiritual way to represent God. And as we make these adjustments, we're going to walk towards a new system of cleaning ourselves up before we get into that new world millennium. We're going to be a changed people. And as we become a changed people, there won't be any need for any prison. Those prisons are going to have to shut down because people are going to have good character and good conduct. Those prisons will no longer be filled with human bodies. They're placed in wastefulness anyway, and people will have more of a concept of what good and evil is. Now, because we won't need our penal institution and our prison system, there'll be no need for chaos and tyranny. People will be able to reason together. People will be able to see and understand one another, and people will be more willing to be patient and to listen more and be attentive to what the other person is saying. Now, our children will not have their teeth set on edge anymore because us adults will not have eaten bitter grapes. We will begin to show love to one another. You'll see more love than ever before. And it's going to start happening right before your eyes. They're going to know us by the way we love one another. And this love is going to shed abroad. And as we demonstrate that love as African Americans, it's going to begin more love. So love is going to be permeating the atmosphere. We're going to be like moon child. We're going to be out in the open showing connectedness. We're going to be group-oriented, community-oriented, and we will be connected to one another like the coyote is to the owl, like the deer is to the antelope. We will be connected to Mother Nature. We'll begin to be more conscious about how we treat Mother Nature. And some of us will be making apologies to Mother Nature and beginning to be connected to the streams and the oceans and the rivers. We're going to make some great connections during these last few days of walking into the sun. You're going to see attitudes changing. The last few days, these things have to come to pass, ladies and gentlemen, if we're coming into a new millennium. We are going to start to see that immediately. This isn't going to be some long, drawn-out period. It's going to happen right before our eyes, and it will be possibly in the next few days. We're going to see change in attitude. We're going to see new babies born with a veil over their face and their eyes, and they will be able to have their third eye open so they can see into the lives of their loved ones.
They will come here like a recycling of our ancestors, and they will be old people, and they will be able to speak things that be not as though they were. And ladies and gentlemen, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid during the end times, because it was prophesied these days will come, and the prophecy is just being fulfilled. So if we are going to be ready for this thing, we're going to start loving each other now. I want you to go and love your brother and your sister. And if you have aught with anyone, go and make the apology, because no one knows the hour or the time that they will come. So it's best that we should have our affairs taken care of immediately, ladies and gentlemen. Make the sacrifice. Go on over to your mother-in-law's house and make the sacrifice. If there's a husband that you have been divorced from and you need to reconnect with him, go over and make that apology and offer up offerings to that person and apologies. It's very important that we make some changes in ourselves, because if we don't, when this end time comes, we're not going to know what to do with ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to know, and we're going to want to know, how do we get up front, close, and personal? Giving you the best of me. How amazing, so amazing We're upfront, personal, and comfortable. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for being a part of our last few days and discussing here in the classroom about what are we going to do about it. I know we can do it. I know we have the ability to prepare and be ready for those last days. And we don't want you to think that we can't do anything. We can pray for one another, and we can make that transition together.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it. What a dummy, such a dummy. To let the mess I shouldn't have did take you from me. Girl, if I could take it back, it'd be so bad. I'd be such an angel. You'd think that me and Jesus was cool. Like that, just like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should've done. Should've walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, I need you to do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back.